The future of UT's Ag Institute looking up. Thanks for joining us again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox.
Well, you know, you can't spell future without UT in it, and you can't spell solution without UT in it either. But, you know, when you look at this job, personally, when I look at it, it's turned out a whole lot better than I ever expected. So that's always good. And, you know, I think that Dr. Peterson's got our university on the right trajectory.
That's Dr. Joe DiPietro, who serves as Vice President for Agriculture at UT's Institute of Agriculture, and he feels strongly about not only the direction of the university in general, but specifically the role the Institute is playing in that direction.
The Ag Institute and its programs are centerpieces to what the university wants to accomplish, and it's really tied into the University of Tennessee strategic plan. We're a key cog in the organization, and we'll continue to work really hard to deliver. So it's an exciting time at UT.
DiPietro is into his second year at the head of the Institute of Agriculture, and he feels the working partnerships with state government and organizations like the Farm Bureau are helping to shape a more positive future for obviously the students attending UT, but also for farmers and all Tennesseans.
If you look at state government, you look at the governor's office, you look at Commissioner Givens' office, you look at the Farm Bureau and the Institute of Ag, it's a real partnership trying to do the best things we can collectively. It serves us well in good times. It'll serve us well when we have differences of opinion, too. I've been through that experience in jobs before. And you have to have a good relationship when times are good so that when you do get into tough times, which come and go, like the drought we've had this year and other things, that we can all cope with it. And we'll do a whole lot better because of it.
And the university has worked hand-in-hand with its partners this past year to secure funding for the Tennessee Biofuels Initiative. That's a project that the governor is hopeful that Tennessee can become a national leader in research and production of biofuels, specifically cellulosic ethanol. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.